91X News.
It's 17 degrees and sunny. I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X News. It appears CFB Trenton is going to be affected by the obvious layoffs announced earlier this week. The maintenance company has been working on the Polaris Airbus fleet at the base since the end of 1992 and recently announced thousands of layoffs nationally. The Department of National Defense says they're looking into how damaging the potential situation will be for their fleet and local staff. A major development in Prince Edward County has been taken to the next level. The county's planning committee gave its thumbs up to necessary zoning changes for a big housing and golf course development in Wellington. The Country Club Investments is now working on detail design that would see 451 residential units along with an 18-hole golf course. Prince Edward County Mayor Peter Merton says the company will likely start marketing the project as early as this summer, with construction to hopefully start next year. The opposition parties are hammering the governing Liberals today in the wake of a scathing report on the province's troubled air ambulance system. Auditor General Jim McCarter's report says Orange received hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars with virtually no government oversight. A 32-hour standoff in Toulouse, France ended earlier today with the death of the suspect in a 10-day-long rampage. Mohamed Merah had bragged to police about killing seven people in attacks he said were intended to bring France to its knees. Through a translator, French Interior Minister Claude Gont says Moreau burst in from the bathroom with guns blazing, then SWAT team members entered his apartment.
He was shooting violently, but the shots were frequent and severe. And even people who are used to such things, they said they've never seen any such ferocity.
The suspect was then shot as he jumped out of a window. Tens of thousands of students from across Quebec are merging on Montreal today in what is billed as the largest demonstration yet against tuition fee increases. Montreal is home to most of the province's biggest universities, and the protest comes 2 days after the provincial budget and a blunt refusal by Premier Jean Charest's government to back down on the hikes. Lou Bureau-Blouet, one of the student leaders, says it's not the end of the protests, adding that the plan also includes targeting weak Liberal ridings in the next election campaign.
I'm confident that Charest's government won't have the choice sooner or later to talk with us and to find solutions instead of always being in confrontation mode. And that's why we are going to continue our protest in the next week, that we are talking about pre-electoral strategy, because one of the only way to talk with Mr. Charest is to talk about money or election. So we decided to use both of these languages to make sure that Mr. Charest will hear us.
Premier Charest has until December of 2013 to call an election. Quebec is nearly doubling tuition fees over 5 years to about $3,800. That's 91X News to 302. Here's Jose De Barros with sports.
The semifinals are now underway at the OFSA Girls AA Hockey Championships. The St. Teresa Titans from Belleville are playing the Beaver Bray Broncos from Kenora. The Titans were ranked number one heading into the tournament. The other semifinal has the two-time defending champion Appleby College Blue Dogs of Oakville taking on the St. Stephen Royals from Bowmanville. Both games are at the Quinney Sports Center. The Nashville Predators have confirmed that Alexander Radulov will be in their lineup tonight when the Predators visit the Pittsburgh Penguins. It will be Radulov's first game in the NHL after spending the last 4 years in Russia. Preds GM David Poile calls Radulov the best player not currently playing in the NHL. The Russian sniper won two MVP awards in the KHL with Salavat Uliev Ufa. The playoff race at the Women's World Curling Championship has become wide open. The Canadian team led by skip Heather Nedewin surprisingly lost to Italy this morning by a score of 6-5 in extra ends. Canada will need to beat Eve Muirhead and Scotland to confirm a playoff spot. Canada is in a four-way tie for first with Sweden, Korea, and Switzerland, with 7-3 records with two draws to play. All these teams will at least play in tiebreaker games if they lose their last games. And the opening round is underway in Orlando, Florida, where the annual Arnold Palmer Invitational is taking place. Tiger Woods is participating, as is Phil Mickelson and Canadian veteran Mike Weir. The only top 10 players from the world rankings taking part are number 7 Webb Simpson and Justin Rose, the 8th ranked player. That's sports. Here's Keenan Weaver with 91X Weather.
Thanks, Jose. Today it's been sunny with a high of 24, about 17 near Lake Ontario. Tonight we'll see some clouds early in the evening, 30% chance of showers overnight, and a risk of thunderstorm, the low is plus 12. Friday we'll see a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 18 degrees. Saturday, still some sun and cloud with 40% chance of showers, a low of plus 5, and a high of 13. At 3:05, it's 17 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Keenan Weaver with Jose De Barros. News is next at 4.
This is Quinty's New Rock Source.
CJLX 91.3 FM.
91X.FM.
Belleville.